The main lesson we need to learn is that we need to start speaking honestly about the nature of Islamic Jihad, its deep roots within Islamic doctrine, and its deep roots in the American Muslim community, and start to, as we speak honestly, to call the American Muslim community to take positive steps to fight against these doctrines within their community, or they're going to be subject to all the scrutiny and penalties that political groups, not religious groups, are subject to in the United States, and that existing sedition laws that are on the books now will be enforced against them to protect the U.S. Constitution and our freedoms.
Do you see that happening either in the military leadership or in the civilian leadership of the military?
Not in this lifetime, because of the blanket stranglehold that political correctness has on both those establishments.
Strange bedfellows, political correctness and radical Islam.
You know, the left thinks that they can ride that tiger. The left thinks that they can win. They can use them to destroy conservatism and the American right, and then they will be able to control them. They are very, very, very naive in that regard.